This is Jack Schechter. It is March 21st, 1969. I am reporting on location from the streets of Moscow. I arrived here 3 days ago and rendezvoused with Barnaby Cream. He introduced me to Igor Yaroslavovich, a reporter for Pravda. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Close enough.
Igor is taking me to the address on the postcard sent by Nikolai Malakov to Jacob. Oh my God, it is so cold.
This is beginning of springtime. It's not so bad.
I appreciate your optimism.
Optimism is for school children. I am a realist. In terms of reality, it's not so cold.
I grew up in Michigan. Do you know Michigan?
Sure, Chicago.
Close. Anyway, I thought it was cold there. I thought it was cold in New York, but...
You should come here at Christmas. The snow is chest deep. The Volga, 500 kilometers long, freezes over. You have to get to work by the ice skating.
Good God.
Hey, what can you do? People live here, huh?
A half-hour's frostbitten walk from the Kursky Railroad Station past dozens of gray concrete buildings, Igor leads me to an unremarkable four-story apartment block. This, he says, is housing for low-level government employees, a dormitory with shared bathrooms and common areas. The building is seemingly empty when we arrive. Moth-eaten furniture is clustered around a small black-and-white television. Bare light bulbs illuminate water stains in the walls and floors.
Piat, shest, siem... Восемь. Here. Do you have key?
No.
No matter.
Igor looks up and down the hall. He slips a large knife into the door jamb, unlatching it. I didn't even notice him carrying it. Oh, God. Nikolai Malakov's apartment. It's been ransacked. The drawers have been pulled out. The clothes are yanked out of the closet. Shards of glass from the broken windows. Short of finding Nikolai himself, I hope to find where he was last seen. It looks like the apartment has been in the state for a month, maybe more.
What is thing we are looking for?
Anything having to do with the Soyuz mission. The apartment is small, but papers scatter the floor. Igor writes out the Cyrillic letters that spell Soyuz so I can look for anything that's useful. It's slow going because as Nikolai was an employee of the Soyuz program, most everything we come across has to do with the mission. It's difficult to tell what could be useful. The broken window lets in the biting cold air. After Igor sees me cupping my hands over my ears, he hands me a fur hat that belonged to Nikolai. It is with no small sense of shame that I put on the hat of a missing person, but it's either that or risk frostbite to my earlobes.
Jesus! What do we do? Igor, I don't speak Russian.
Let me do the talking. Stay calm and whatever you do, don't.
I'm sorry. I don't speak Russian. I'm a reporter from the United States, and I'm
the police arrested us. I don't know how they.
Some money in their hands. Wasn't enough for a bribe. We have to get lost before they find out.
I don't think we found what we were looking for. Oh, God, my side!
In here!
Come on. Okay.
We're in a bar somewhere. I've completely lost my bearings. We weren't able to hold on to any of the papers we found in the apartment. The police confiscated everything.
Here, to steady the nerves. A toast to your first successful evasion of the Moscow police, huh? Drink up.
Wow, that is strong.
Another?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Linka, malinka, kalinka, malinka, kalinka, malinka, kalinka, malinka. Hey!
Cheers!
No, easy. Nostrovia. You will have to learn Russian, my friend.
Oh, I speak French. Is it anything like French?
It's 10 times more beautiful than French.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Never before have I heard such beautiful language.
I do not sound like that.
I do not sound like that.
Hello, I am Jack, and I am from Chicago. I would like a hot dog.
I am from Ann Arbor.
Oh, what's that? You want another?
No.
I have full bottle right here, yes? Yes. Nostrovia.
Nostrovia. God, it's like turpentine.
Makes the hairs grow, no? Welcome to my humble darsha.
All right, we are here in Igor's apartment, talking to Igor.
It is I.
Igor, like Frankenstein.
No, like Stravinsky.
Yes, like Stravinsky. Cheers. The last time that I drank this much, I was in college. I was going to break into the campus radio station to play some Chet Baker, and I fell through a plate glass window. I've still got the scar right here.
No, that's nothing. What? You see this?
Oh my God, it's on your neck.
Winter of 56. Everyone was miserable. It was freezing to cold. All you say austerity, cut off heat on one side of the street, so we all gather in my flat and drink. Buckets. A vodka, great vats of vodka. Music, dancing, I kiss 2, 3, 4 ladies, yes? I hit my head on door to toilet. I hit hard, but I don't feel it, so I think maybe vodka make me invincible, yes? So I try a little experiment. I grab my knife. This one.
Oh.
I make little cut here, little cut here, little cut over here.
Oh.
You can see scar. After a while, I have cuts all over my body. I'm bleeding everywhere. But I don't care because I feel nothing. I am strongest man in the world. But then... My babushka, she wake up.
No.
She come downstairs.
No.
She see the mess. She see me. She very traditional lady. Uh-huh. She throw her hands in the air and scream, Boshe moi, the Christ has returned.
Oh, Igor, you've been a very kind host.
It was not.
It was not nothing. You saved me from the jaws of certain danger.
No. The city police, they are harmless. They would soon arrest you for wearing that hat than for breaking into someone's home.
Oh, my God. I'm still wearing Nikolai's hat. Oh, poor Nikolai.
Poor Nikolai. What's he need a hat? Well, hold up. There is something here in the
there's paper in the lining of the hat.
Yeah, in that.
What is it?
I don't know. I think he's important. Here, let me get pen and paper. I translate, yes? This list says oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen? I don't know. It's numbers on the side. Oh, he writes something. Not in... Chant of bureaucracy!
Wait, what is it?
You see what happens in my country. I tell you what's on this paper, okay? You turn off tape recorder.
Oh, okay.
Off recorder.
Okay.
Now.
How long does it take to get to the Cosmodrome?
It's in Kazakhstan, 3 days by train. You will need a boat.
I didn't bring one with me. I'm sure I'll be plenty occupied with your translations.
No, I make no translations of anything. Jack, I believe you found those documents with the English already written.
Okay, of course, yes.
How long have you been doing this?
The press does things a little bit differently in the United States. Why are you worried about being associated with a document that could topple the corruption in your country?
Because I could go to same place as Nikolai.
Well, then aren't you worried about talking to me?
Jack, no offense if you are a big shot back home, but nobody here really cares.
Take the credit with me. Write the article that gets you the Pulitzer.
I know you care about finding this Nikolai, but it's obvious... What happens to people who try to do the right thing?
I just want to be able to repay you for this.
Maybe when you get back to Moscow, you can scratch my back with some American information, huh?
Well, sure. I mean, our government's pretty open.
Okay.
Diogenes will know. What the hell does that mean?
No clue.
I cannot wait to see how Natalia weasels her way out of this.
Who?
Well, she's a guest on my show sometimes. She works at the Soviet embassy in D.C.
Oh, Russian girlfriend.
No, nothing like that. She's married, and she's Hungarian.
Hungarian? And works for the Soviet government. She's very loyal.
I didn't even know what she looked like until last week. For 3 years, she's been this little voice in my ear.
Oh, how sensual.
So she says, everything is better in Russia. It is a paradise. We never silence political dissidents because we don't have them, because everyone is so happy.
Oh, she is loyal.
I guess so. I mean, sometimes I think that she's sympathetic. She knows how hard we work to get to the moon. She liked Kennedy. She liked Johnson. She told me once that one of her favorite writers is Mark Twain. He's an American humor. I asked her once if she would ever consider moving to the United States, applying for citizenship, and she said only if she could live on the beach in California. I said, sure, yeah, real estate's cheap. I want her to like America. I want her to see a good side of us. I figure if I can just keep chipping away, keep getting her to tell the truth about the Soviet Union, it doesn't matter. I'm sure the Soviets are happy keeping her where she is, where all she has to do is lie to me. You know, she doesn't even listen to my show. Wow, everything here is so gray. It's such a depressing place.
What can you do? People live here. All right, here is the train station. You call me when you get back, da?
Okay.
We have ignition sequence start.
The Soyuz Files is presented by the West. The radio play was written by Spencer Devlin Howard, based on a postcard adventure by Nathan Turner and Spencer. You can see more of the Soyuz story at SoyuzFiles.com. It features the vocal talents of Spencer Devlin Howard and Nathan Turner. The dramaturg was Shannon Stockwell. The Soyuz Files was recorded at Vox Studios and The Echo at the Atwater Village Theaters. We would like to extend our thanks to Chris Fields, Alex Freeman, Andre Zinka, Tunde Skovran, the archivists at NASA, and our moms and dads for helping us make this happen. And an extra special thanks to all of those who donated to Lady into Fox. The West is a multimedia storytelling collective based in Los Angeles with works on the stage, on the screen, and in your earbuds. If you'd like to see more of what we do, please visit us online at thewest.la.